In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Evacuation orders have been expanded for the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo today as high winds move through the area. The fire is now more than 28,000 acres. About 4,000 people have already been told to evacuate. Now there is a mandatory evacuation of the North Creek area in Beulah from Central Road to the Custer County line. State and federal fire officials are mourning the three firefighters who died battling the Snyder fire on Saturday. Governor Jared Polis ordered flags at half staff on Monday.
We are grateful, of course, to those we lost and those who lay left behind, and we're grateful for the firefighters that are on the front right now across Colorado, across Utah, across the entire United States, battling to protect lives and property.
Multiple agencies continue to battle the 28,000-acre fire, which is still burning uncontained on the Colorado-Utah border west of Grand Junction. 120 rafters and six dogs were evacuated from the Colorado River over the weekend. Mesa County search and rescue volunteer Nicholas Ingalls says the effort to get boulders out of the canyons near the deadly Snyder fire was possibly the biggest in the history of the county.
This was certainly like the most, you know, operationally complex evacuation that, you know, we've done in kind of living memory.
Rescue teams used boats and vehicles designed to drive on train tracks to reach the remote area. Read more about the operation at CPR.org. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.